promotional fee has been paid by the sponsor of this program for its editorial content. Statements view a promotional fee has been paid by the sponsor of this program for its editorial content. Statements, views, and beliefs expressed by the sponsor do not reflect those of W beliefs expressed by the sponsor do not reflect those OKV or Cox Media Group.
Ask the Doctor is brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare.
Very, very happy Saturday to you. You are listening to Ask the Doctor right here on News 104.5 WOKV. My name is Tim Tompkins, and each and every single Saturday at 2 o'clock, you get a free hour of medical advice. And today I am joined by Dr. Lan Karani. He also Dr. Al for short, which I think I'm going to start referring to you that way from now on, if that's okay, Dr. Al.
Absolutely, Tim. Go ahead.
And so we are going to be talking about something that impacts so many people. We're going to be talking about acid reflux and GERD, and phone lines are open, and Dr. Al, he's here to answer your questions. The phone line, if you want to call in, it's 904-340-1045. Again, that's 904-340-1045. Dr. Al, so a lot of people, they hear the, they see the commercials and they see the acid reflux, and you know, they just think it's this minor thing and it's not really a big deal. It's a little bit of heartburn. And that they don't, you know, they just go picked up some Pepto-Bismol or something and they'll be all right. Is that the case with GERD?
In most cases, you're that is true, Tim. Acid reflux is a very common problem. Two out of five Americans, at least on a weekly basis, do have acid reflux. The problem happens if this continue to get worse and the amount of acid reflux correlate with problems that can happen as a result of that. And we know that people that become dependent on medications for acid reflux or having symptoms for many years, those are the people that usually run into the problems associated with acid reflux. But in general, thank God, most of people do not run into the problem and have occasional acid reflux that can go away with Pepto-Bismol or antacids over the counters.
I mean, I know a couple of people that it makes life so hard on them that they have difficulty doing simple things. They can't work out for long periods of time. They have a real difficulty when it comes to eating certain types of foods that are really common when they go out to eat. They have to be really careful. They can't really drink alcohol. If they drink alcohol, it really affects them. So it just really impacts their overall quality of life. And when we're talking about GERD, and you know, you're saying that a lot of people, if they can just go get the over-the-counter stuff, but at what point and what symptoms should people be looking out for that it's a real sign of, hey, I need to go see a doctor about this. This is serious.
Absolutely. So you brought a couple of good points. Exercise or any other activity that increase the pressure into the stomach, abdominal area, can increase the amount of reflux of food or acid into the esophagus. That's the underlying problem. Now, your body has a physiologic mechanism to defend that. We have a sphincter and a flap valve between the stomach and esophagus to prevent the backflow of the stomach content to the esophagus, which cause heartburn or acid reflux. The problems happens is that if for a long period of time, people do get acid reflux causing heartburn or other symptoms that might one not necessarily correlate with acid reflux, the duration of time can cause long-standing damages that are, some of them are not even reversible, to the lining of the esophagus in causing stricture or a condition called Barrett's esophagus, or it can even damage other organs like oral cavity, your voice box, vocal cords, and so on. Mm-hmm. One of the things that people need to pay attention, and when is the time to get to discuss with this this matter with their physician, is that if you are requiring almost daily medication use to control your symptoms, you at least need to discuss this with your primary care physician.
And are you talking over the counter daily?
Even over the counter. And for nowadays, some of the stronger medication, which we call PPIs or proton pump inhibitors, those are the medications that decrease the acid in the stomach. They used to be all prescription, but now FDA cleared them for over-the-counter use, with the caveat being that if you require more than 14 days of that, you should not continue continue to take that, you should discuss that with your physician. And the reason FDA put that warning on the box is that by taking these kind of medications, you can simply put a Band-Aid on a what be a major problem or more significant problem, and you don't feel it because of the effect of medications until it might be too late to address the underlying problem.
Yeah, I mean, basically what's happening, right, and please correct me if I'm wrong because I'm by no stretch of the imagination a doctor here, but you have the LES, the lecet, so it opens up, right, and then so that the acid reflux is it's coming up into your esophagus, and it can actually, like, burn holes in it.
Correct, right. Absolutely. Yeah, so before we had these very strong medications, esophageal ulcers, perforations or holes and strictures, narrowings, were very common. People had to have their esophagus removed because of ongoing acid reflux.
Oh, man.
Now, nowadays, we do have medications that decrease the amount of the complications we see with acid reflux. But unfortunately, it is not completely resolving the problem. One of the things that we have been seeing for the past three decades is that there are two kind of different cancers affecting your esophagus. There is the kind that is related to smoking and drinking, and that's called squamous cell carcinoma of the esophagus that usually affects the upper part of the esophagus, and the kind that is related directly due to acid reflux, and that's adenocarcinoma of the esophagus. In the past 30 years, thanks to our educations and patients and general population changing their habits, the squamous cell carcinoma or the cancer related to the alcohol or cigarette smoking has been decreasing constantly. Actually, now the fastest growing cancer in the United States, fastest than pancreas or colon or breast or prostate cancer, is esophageal cancer related to acid reflux that is called adenocarcinoma.
Really? I mean, that is fascinating. And also, I just want to take a moment to say that anybody that wants to call in, I have Dr. Al here in the studio. Brilliant, brilliant physician over at St. Vincent's. And phone lines are open, 904-340-1045. Also, I forgot to give a shout-out to our wonderful producer, Carlton, right now, behind the boards, keeping us honest, making the show flow right along. Carlton, he's a great guy. If you want to call in and leave a question with him, if you're a little bit gun-shy about getting out on air, we understand Carlton can take your question. Dr. Al can answer it. Again, that phone number is 904-340-1045. Let's kick it over now over to Branson in Mandarin. Branson, how you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, and I really wanted to thank you. I majored in broadcasting, and it's exciting to talk to you. God bless you. Every surgeon's personal. I have a vascular surgeon who saved my leg, and I want to thank him at that memorial. I'm doing great. Y'all are fantastic. I wanted to ask the doctor, explain to me hiatal hernia. I've had that, and it wasn't cancer. Explain to me, what is a hiatal hernia, and do you have to have a appendiscopy to have it discovered?
That is a really great question. What say you, Dr. Al?
So, Branson, hiatal hernia is a condition that your stomach moves from its original location inside the abdominal cavity, comes up higher into the chest. So part of the stomach comes to the chest and the rest of the stomach remains in the abdominal cavity below the diaphragm. This is the most common form of the hiatal hernia, which is called sliding hiatal hernia. Hiatal hernia forms as acid reflux continue to worsen. So when all of us will do get some heartburn from time to time. And the way heartburn happens is that stomach is basically anchored below the diaphragm with a set of ligaments called gastrophrenic ligaments. And these ligaments are working basically like suspensions. And because of ongoing wear and tear on these ligaments, they become loose. So when those ligaments become loose, the stomach moves from its original position under the diaphragm to the chest. And that is the condition that we call hiatal hernia. Now, unfortunately, lots of people associate directly acid reflux with hiatal hernia. Most people do have acid reflux as a result of hiatal hernia, but really hiatal hernia is a consequence of ongoing and long-standing GERD that has not been addressed or only have been masked its symptoms by medications. Nowadays, we do have procedures that minimally invasively, and we have doing this at St. Vincent's Hospital as one of the few centers in the country and pioneering actually here in Jacksonville, that preventing the acid reflux or stomach getting so loose and forming those hiatal hernia. So hiatal hernia can be diagnosed with a variety of tests. Upper GI series, which is a radiological exam, but doing by X-ray and swallowing barium usually can show that. CT scan can show that. But upper endoscopy or pan endoscopy, as you mentioned, that is the tube, a small tube with a light and a camera going from the back of throat to the stomach, is the gold standard for showing that. The reason that is important to investigate somebody with barium, with hiatal hernia, it's not only to demonstrate that there is hiatal hernia, but that can be a sign that this person have been dealing with acid reflux for a long period of time. And we know that, especially in people that have long for long time acid reflux, they are the ones that are usually more prone to having complications such as inflammation in the esophagus or Barrett's esophagus.
God bless you, doctor. Great answer, and y'all are the best. Thank you, Tim.
Hey, thanks so much for that phone call, Branson. Hope to hear from you again next week. And again, we have Dr. Al here in the studio. It is You are listening to Ask the Doctor. It is brought to you by St. Vincent's each and every single Saturday, a free hour of medical advice. And today we are talking about GERD acid reflux. And Dr. Al, I did want to know that what is the difference between heartburn and, you know, a more serious condition such as GERD? Like, how can people tell?
Sure. So acid reflux is caused by the reflux of the stomach content to the esophagus. In somebody who's taking medications like antacids or PPIs, the stomach content coming up by itself can be harmful to whatever organ it's affecting the most. So there is this misnomer that heartburn equals to acid reflux, and that's absolutely not true. We have what we call silent reflux, which is a symptom, which are this variety of symptoms associated with reflux in people that do not have heartburn. For example, chronic cough, chronic changes of the voice, worsening of the COPD or other asthma or other lung disease, even sleep apnea, aspiration, change of the voice, damaging of your teeth, all of those can be signs of because of the acid reflux. And frequently, we do see patients refer to us from other specialists or primary care physicians with those symptoms. And when you ask the patient, they say, no, I never have heartburn. And those are the people that the acid comes up and bypasses the esophagus without causing the typical quote-unquote heartburn symptom, but damaging the other organs.
Yeah, because it can really affect the teeth, right, when it comes up?
Absolutely. I just had a patient that was referred to me by a dentist because of so more problem that this person had with their teeth, and the dentist said that there should be a component more than just because the person was using, you know, brushing their teeth as recommended, and there wasn't any problem with the hygiene. And we can now actually measure the amount of acid, exactly how much acid is somebody reflux during the day. So this is a very interesting technology. Non-invasively, we will attach a tiny sensor in the middle of the esophagus that has battery for 2 days and records the amount of acid that comes to the esophagus and send it wirelessly to a box that patient carry for 2 days. And based on that reading on the box, for 2 days, it's like for a gastroenterologist being exactly inside the esophagus and knowing what is happening. So this person with teeth problem had large amount of acid reflux, almost 5 times of what is a quote-unquote normal person is supposed to have, and that was the cause of lots of his problems.
It gives you another reason to go to the dentist, too. I'm imagining, though, that box is going to be kind of uncomfortable when it's down there, no?
No, the sensor in the esophagus is actually very small, bead size, mm-hmm. and the box is like a pager size the patient puts on their belt and just carry it for the duration of the test.
I got you. Well, we got to take a break, but we have a lot of time left. We are talking about acid reflux. We're talking about GERD. I have Dr. Al here in the studio with me. You are listening to Ask the Doctor right here on News 104.5 WOKV.
Thank you to everyone that is helping to support the Child Cancer Fund as we try to forever fund the Child Life Specialist. All donations stay in Jacksonville. The WOKV Carathon on News 104.5 WOKV.
100 years ago, the Daughters of Charity founded the hospital that would eventually become St. Vincent's. They began serving the sick and the poor with a dedication that never wavered. Their commitment to providing the highest level of care to all would help shape our future. In time, our expertise grew from performing the area's first open-heart surgery to replacing more knees than nearly every other hospital in Florida. And our new collaboration with Mayo Clinic will soon bring world-class cancer care to our Riverside campus. 100 years ago, our founders dedicated themselves to caring for everyone. And now, as an integrated health system with 3 hospitals and over 50 locations, we will continue to serve our community for generations to come. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Just $19.99 a day. Less than what you're going to probably spend for lunch. You can rent a new Toyota for as low as $19.99 a day with the Toyota Rent-A-Car program from my friends at Arlington Toyota. It's Rich Jones. If you're getting on the road with a family this summer or multiple times this summer, hop in a roomy Sienna minivan. Pop in a DVD and enjoy the ride. Enjoy the peace and quiet as the kids are watching their favorite movie in the back seat. It can all be yours when you rent today from Arlington Toyota. Why rent a car that's been around the block too many times when you can rent a brand new 2016 Toyota from Arlington Toyota? Renting from Arlington is so easy, and it means spending your travel time in a new 2016 Toyota Camry, Corolla, RAV4, Sienna van, Yaris, Highlander, Tundra, or 4Runner. Rates start at as low as $19.99 a day. The Toyota Rent-A-Car program is the best way to try it before you buy it. Summer is here, and with rates as low as $19.99 a day, rentals are booking fast. Book your rental today at arlingtontoyota.com. See dealer for details.
If osteoarthritis is causing you to struggle with pain and stiffness in your knee or hip, and pain medications have not provided you with adequate relief, you may be interested in participating in a clinical research study involving an investigational pain medication. Call 904-281-5757 or visit cnshealthcare.com to find out if this research study is right for you. CNS Healthcare, where research is the answer. American Electrical Contracting is currently looking for the best journeyman in the business. American Electrical Contracting delivers the best to their customers and their employees and offer merit-based pay, insurance, 401k, an annual bonus based on performance. They even have a gym for you to work out in on your off time. Your contribution is rewarded at American Electrical Contracting. Call 677-4259 and set up your interview with American Electrical Contracting.
There's a new name for luxury on the First Coast.
Hello, I'm Dan Fields of Fields Auto Group. Whatever you're driving, see Fields first and step up to luxury at Lexus of Jacksonville on Atlantic Boulevard and Lexus of Orange Park on Blanding. Now proud members of the Fields family.
Where during our Step Up to Luxury sales event, you can lease a new 2016 Lexus RX 350 for only $419 per month for 36 months.
An opportunity like this only happens once. Plus, get our Fields superior level of service. We simply treat people the way we want to be treated.
Fields Auto Group has been serving Florida luxury car customers for more than 25 years. Go to LexusofJacksonville.com and LexusofOrangePark.com.
The Step Up to Luxury sales event. This is one you don't want to miss.
Lease available to well-qualified lessees through Lexus Financial Services. $3,279 due at lease signing plus title, tax, license, and $695 dock fee. No security deposit required. MSRP $43,349. MSRP may not be the price the vehicle is sold for in the market area. Offer ends 6/30/16.
The
WOKV First Alert Forecast.
Temperatures are already heating up into the 80s. It is a 6 on the WOKV weather meter. Today is going to be an extremely hot day with high temperatures approaching 97, but feeling more like the triple digits all afternoon. Hot and humid with a few afternoon thunderstorms, but not a lot of rain out there to relieve us from the heat. Tonight, an isolated shower, otherwise partly cloudy and muggy with a low of 74. With your First Alert Forecast, I'm Action News Jax meteorologist Aaron Clanahan for News 104.5 WOKV.
Well, good afternoon, and thank you so much for sticking with us. You are listening to Ask the Doctor right here on News 104.5 WOKV, brought to you by St. Vincent's. I have Dr. Al here in the studio with me. We are talking about GERD, acid reflux, and again, the show's all about you. If you have a question for Dr. Al, the number to call is 904-340-1045, and let's kick it over straight to the phone lines. We have Tommy over in St. John's. Tommy, what's on your mind, man?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm almost 37, and I've had reflux for nearly 15 years as a result of a hiatal hernia, which I believe I got doing heavy weightlifting when I was younger. So I've been on, you know, the PPI medication for nearly that long, and I just wanted to know what my options are to get this fixed, you know, surgically or otherwise.
Very good question, Tommy. That weighting lift, actually, you are correct, can cause loosening of those ligaments that we just talked in the other segment, and can increase intra-abdominal pressure, can cause the stomach herniate to the chest, hence causing the hiatal hernia. Medications are one of the options, but there are some problems with taking medications. First of all, once you start taking PPIs, usually you become depending on them for life. And as years goes by, we now learning that these medications are not actually as innocent as we originally thought. Now we know they are associated with colitis. We know they can cause problem with the heart, even kidney failure or dementia. So especially in young person, in 30s, that becomes on depending on a medication, we need to talk about other curative options that can replace decades of medication use in somebody like yourself. The procedures that were available, actually surgeons pioneered treating the hiatal hernia and acid reflux for the past almost more than 100 years. The surgical approaches for treatment of hiatal hernia and acid reflux has revolutionized mainly in the last 50 years. And the most common surgical intervention that is done today is called Nissen fund application. This is a surgery that basically a part of the stomach, top of the stomach or fundus, is wrapped around the bottom of the esophagus to anchor the esophagus below the diaphragm and prevent it from going back up. This wrap around the esophagus works as a flap valve, so whenever after eating, it will put pressure and close the portion of the esophagus that is in the stomach, in the abdominal cavity, and preventing the reflux of the food. There are other surgical techniques that are available. One of the new ones, again, talking about surgeries, is a Lynx procedure. Lynx procedure is a thread of beads, magnetic beads, that are placed on at the bottom of the esophagus and works to enhance the sphincter muscle that closes and open and helps with the flap valve to prevent the acid reflux. So there are really the two major anatomical, defenses that your body have preventing the acid reflux. One of them is the flap valve, and one of them is the sphincter, lower esophageal sphincter. And these two usually have to work together in coordination preventing the acid reflux. Depending on the size of the hiatal hernia, the Lynx procedure might not be an option for you. Now, beside that, we do have other non-surgical options available that we will get back to you after this break.
Yeah, so Tommy, can you stay with us for just a couple of minutes? We're coming up on hard break right now.
Sure, thanks.
All right, I'm going to put you back on hold, Tommy. We got a lot more time coming up with Dr. Al. We're talking about acid reflux. We're talking about GERD. We're also going to talk about Muse, which is this really awesome procedure that St. Vincent's has. We got a look at your news, weather, and roads with Ariel Wysocki coming up next.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. In flood-swamp parts of West Virginia, rescue efforts underway for people who are in trouble.
Over the last few days, their world has been turned upside down with this flood that officials are saying is a 1,000-year event.
Fox's Garrett Tenney, at least 23 people are confirmed dead. Fox spoke to a survivor.
Just a few hours ago, Lisa got to eat food for the first time in 3 days. She said all they have been able to have is water that some neighbors were able to share with them.
First Lady Michelle Obama, along with daughter Sasha and Malia, heading Sunday to Africa to promote education for girls, and fans flocking to an estate sale at the home of rock and roll pioneer Jerry Lee Lewis. Among the items up for grabs, vintage records, custom jackets, and a Rolls Royce. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Never miss a moment.
Just to see what's going on in my backyard.
Jacksonville's breaking news headquarters is News 1045 WOKV.
At St. Vincent's, we have a long-standing tradition of serving everyone in the community, stretching all the way back to 1916, when the Daughters of Charity started what would eventually become our Riverside campus. They worked tirelessly, caring for those who struggled most. Today, that tradition lives on. Our mobile outreach ministry serves as doctor's offices on wheels, providing free care to migrant workers, families, and underserved school children in our region. Our medical mission at home brings care and compassion to the homeless and working poor, restoring hope and healing to our neglected neighbors. And our mobile mammography unit logs thousands of miles each year, delivering life-saving mammograms to thousands of women. For 100 years, we've proudly worked in the spirit of our founders, ensuring that the health needs of our entire community are met. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Why do they need so much of my info to get a mortgage?
How do I know if I qualify to buy a house?
What credit score do I need to qualify for a home?
Where do we start on refinancing?
For answers to these questions and more, tune in to Saving Thousands with Robert Palmer. Robert Palmer takes the mystery out of the home buying or refinancing process. That's Saving Thousands with Robert Palmer right here on News 104.5 WOKV.
I'm going to take you from being a financial zombie, mindlessly meandering around when it comes to your credit and your finances and your interest and your interest rates, and I'm going to transform you into a financial ninja. Highly skilled, able to take advantage of credit card companies, able to take advantage of leveraging mortgages, all of the things a financial ninja should be doing. All of my listeners should be financial ninjas, and we are going to extinguish the financial zombies one at a time.
Learn more by listening to Saving Thousands Saturdays at 3 and Sundays at noon.
Did your last car salesperson juggle several customers at once or know nothing about the car you're purchasing? Not good. At Tom Bush BMW, we're picky. Our sales professionals are BMW experts who offer their undivided attention from the second you walk into the dealership until the moment you leave in your new car. Who you begin working with will become your personal sales professional and assist you and your family for many BMW purchases to come. Tom Bush BMW, the ultimate driving machine offering the ultimate in personal attention.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
Today is going to be a very hot day. It is a 6 on the WOKV weather meter because of the extreme heat. High temperatures today climbing to 97 degrees, partly sunny, hot and humid with a few afternoon thunderstorms. Tonight will be mainly dry, widely scattered storm or two, otherwise partly cloudy with a low of 74. With your first alert forecast, I'm Action News Jax meteorologist Aaron Clanahan for News 104.5 WOKV.
Now the latest from the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center.
Northside drivers crossing the Dames Point South on the East Beltway. All lanes are now open at Heckscher from earlier construction. You're back to the normal 11 minutes between Heckscher and JTB. And no problems coming in from St. John's over on 95 North. 8 minutes will take you from County Road 210 up to the Beltway. And from there, just 6 minutes more will take you all the way up to Butler. With Jacksonville's most frequent traffic, I'm Ariel Wysocki.
Dr. Al here in the studio with me. The phone lines are open, 904-340-1045. We're talking about GERD. We're talking about acid reflux. And I want to kick it back over to Tommy, because, Tommy, thank you so much for staying on the line, by the way, through that long break. Do you mind just summing up your question really quick for anybody that's tuning into the show right now?
The one I asked already, you mean?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just dealing with a hiatal hernia caused by heavy weightlifting, and as a result having the acid reflux, and I've been on the medication for nearly 15 years, almost 37 years old, and I would like to surgically, eliminate it if I can, so...
So, Tommy, we did talk about this traditional surgeries available, Nissen fundoplication and so on. Now, one of the things, depending on the size of hiatal hernia, there are non-invasive endoscopic methods that are available to us. But when I say non-invasive endoscopic, meaning no scar, no cut outside, everything through the mouth, natural orifice kind of surgery. The one that we have been doing at St. Vincent's, and we were the third center in the country, and now the highest center in the country as far as doing this case, is called Muse procedure. Muse procedure is a surgical tool that we are able to insert through the mouth, through the stomach, and create that wrap around the esophagus that I mentioned as Nissen fundoplication, endoscopically all through the stomach. So basically, by deflecting the part of the stomach around the esophagus and using titanium staples under the guidance of the ultrasound and miniature cameras, we can create a wrap around the esophagus to prevent the acid reflux. The limitation, and one of the things that is important to know, is that when somebody already having large hiatal hernia, meaning good portion of the stomach already going to the chest cavity, usually that's too late to take advantage of such minimally invasive procedures. So one of the take-home messages that I have today on the radio is that if you are young and you're becoming depending on medications, and you do not want to wish to take medication for your lifelong, you're worried about their cost or their side effects, you better look into the non-surgical minimally invasive options before it's too late. So in your case, Tommy, we need to do two tests, and both of them will be done at the time of the endoscopy. Number one is that by doing an endoscopy, we want to evaluate and see if your hiatal hernia is a sliding kind, meaning comes in and out of the chest to the abdominal cavity or not. And number two is that how much acid reflux you're in fact having by doing the pH study, this study that we talked about attaching a sensor to the esophagus. With those two pieces of information, we can find out if you are somebody who can benefit from non-invasive endoscopic procedures for your acid reflux, namely Muse procedure, or you require old-fashioned surgery to correct the hernia and wrap the stomach around the esophagus.
Okay. I just had one more quick question, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
So I feel like I've managed it fairly well. I haven't actually had any, side effects that I've felt in quite a while. In your experience, what are the chances typically of getting insurance to cover the surgery?
Oh, great question, Tommy.
In a patient that is failing medications, or they cannot tolerate the medications because of the side effects, so usually insurance companies do compensate the surgeon for the procedure. Now, we can always make the argument that in a young person that does not want to deal with the long life medication and the side effect of taking those medication for long term, we can always make an argument and go and appeal the insurance company, even if they do not accept it in the first setting, especially if the pH study shows large amount of acid reflux. So that should not be one of the things that you need to worry about. We should really see what is the best solution for you as an individual and deal with the financials and the insurance-related problems down the road.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks so much for that phone call, Tommy. We do appreciate you. And again, phone lines are open, 904-340-1045. I have Dr. Al here in the studio with me, working on that correct grammar for you. We're talking about acid reflux. We're talking about the MUSE procedure, which is a really innovative procedure that St. Vincent's is doing right now, and we're going to spend a lot more time on it. I want to go ahead and go over... Oh, nope, Irene is gone. Irene, if you want to call back into the show, we'll get to your question, 904-340-1045. Dr. Al, we're talking about MUSE, and, you know, it's still pretty new. And is it a permanent fix for GERD, or is it something that needs to be repeated? Does it have to happen more than once, I guess, is what I'm trying to ask?
We still do not know that answer. So let me tell you about what we know. Surgeons have been doing this and fund application, which is really the standard of care as far as this open surgeries. And we know that nothing in life is permanent, especially when you get to the rim of the medicine, no surgery is permanent. So we know that in the hand of a good surgeon, around 80% of Nissen fund applications, anti-reflux surgeries, are going to be working after 10 years. Now, asterisk, good surgeon, and that's the key. The problem happens is that with new procedures that comes now, we do not have the luxury of time of knowing after 10, 20, 30 years if they work or not. But the beauty of procedures like MUSE is that because of its non-invasive method, it is basically from patient's perspective, it's like having upper endoscopy. So even if those staples become loose or the patient needs more staple placement down the road, maybe after 5-10 years because the hiatal hernia is happening or patient's reflux is returning, it is not, there is no need, no problem with adding more staples and making that tighter. As opposed to open surgery, which or redo surgeries are usually very challenging because of scar tissue formations and adhesions.
Now, somebody that's just tuned in, talk to me a little bit about what exactly the MUSE procedure is. So they're taking a camera, they're sticking it down the throat, down the esophagus, and then they're stapling it up down there so that the acid reflux isn't coming back up from the stomach. Is that how it works?
That is correct. So this is a surgical procedure done in the GI lab. As a patient comes in, we'll go under the general anesthesia, and a flexible stapler at the form of the scope will be inserted after protecting the esophagus from the mouth to the stomach. Device has many components attached into this stapler. A very tiny scope. There are titanium staples. There is ultrasound making sure that after deployment there is no intervening organ because we are not cutting anything and we are just deploying the staples across from the stomach to the esophagus with the help of the ultrasound to make sure there is no intervening organ. There is and you might find this fascinating. The camera in this system is the world's smallest CDD camera, the same kind of camera that NASA actually used, the same camera in the space station.
Ooh. And so it's effective then?
It is effective, yeah. And it is very, very
expensive?
Cutting edge.
Probably.
It is probably expensive, but again, I, as a physician, I really do not deal with the financial aspects of this. This is already approved by CMS, Medicare, for reimbursement, and insurance companies are looking to it and reimbursing it.
Well, I don't mean the procedure. I was more referring to the camera. I just think making a camera like that has got to be a really expensive camera.
I can assume so. But I can tell you that in my experience, the procedure works very well. Relieving the patient's symptoms and helping them coming off of their medication, especially if they're not really burned the bridges. Mm-hmm. So if the hiatal hernia already formed and it is fixed and big and ugly, this is not going to be the best option. But especially for young people, when they're starting have problem becoming dependent on medications, this is a very nice procedure that prevent them from taking medications for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I have a really good friend who just acid reflux is such an issue in his life. I'm definitely going to tell him about this procedure. I want to keep on the MUSE for a minute, but we did have Irene who called back in. And Irene, I said I'd get to your phone call as soon as you call back in, so we're doing that. How are you doing today? Thanks so much for calling back into the show.
Are you talking to me, Irene?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
Is this the Dr. Al?
Yes, Dr. Lancroni here. Go ahead, Irene.
Okay, I've had acid reflux about 8 years ago, and they put me on O-M-E-P-R-A-Z-O-L-E.
Yes.
And I got...
Hey, Irene, I don't mean to cut you off. Can you do me a favor and just turn down the radio or the TV in the background?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on now. I got to go in the other room.
Sure thing.
Omeprazole, by the way, Tim, is one of the most common form of PPIs that are used. Are already available over the counter, and those are the medication decrease the acid production to decrease the symptoms. Again, not fixing the problem, masking the symptoms.
Right, like taking cold medicine.
Exactly.
It's not actually curing you. It's just making you not notice the cold so much.
All right. Another example, because this is a mechanical problem, is that if you have a dislocated hip, putting a patient on pain medication instead of putting this bone back into the socket.
Right. Yeah. Hey, Irene, you're live and on the air. What can Dr. Al do for you?
Okay. And did you get the medicine I had about 8 years ago?
Omeprazole, yes.
Yeah. And it worked good.
Correct.
And then about 3 years ago, I had another bout. And now about 4 months ago, it started again, and he put me on it again, the 20% and then the 40%. But it's not working, and I have this awful, bitter, sort of white mucus in my mouth all the time.
Right. So,
and I also have sinus problems.
Right, exactly. So here is the problem again, as we talked about. Acid reflux medications, the PPIs, are not going to reduce the amount of reflux. What they do is that they will decrease the amount of acid in the stomach. So what comes up to the esophagus and chest and sinus and throat is less harmful. It's less burning. When you look at the back of throat of people that are having reflux for a long time, you'll see blisters forming because of the burn from the acid. Now, this is a very normal progression of the disease. When we did not have minimally invasive procedures such as Muse procedure available to us, we didn't have much option. And you don't want to expose everybody to a surgery that can only work for 10, 15 years, and then lots of them have to have repeat surgery, and we know problems with repeat surgery. The problem is that the valve between the esophagus and stomach is not closing. And by medication, you are not fixing that underlying problem.
Yeah. They tell me to put bricks under my bed and all that.
Well, it depends. So what I would suggest for you is that you will need to have the pH study looking at the amount of the acid and finding out when is the time you have acid reflux. If you are one of those people that have lots of reflux at night, yes, but why to change the decor of your bedroom when your reflux is after eating? We know lots of people are quote-unquote regurgitators. They are the people that they eat and their food comes out and they don't regurgitate at night. So really somebody needs to look at the amount of the reflux you have, break it down by the time of the day, and come up with a good solution for a young person such as you.
Okay. Jay, thank you so much. I'll do that.
Thank you so much for the phone call, Irene. We do appreciate you calling in the show. I want to take one more phone call, and then I want to take it back over to Muse and talk about that a little bit. But we got Marty over in Middleburg. Thank you so much for calling in. What's on your mind, Marty?
Hi, Dr. Al. I just had a quick question. I have a hiatal hernia, and I have been on a couple of different proton pump inhibitors for probably the last 15 or so years. And recently I was reading some studies that suggest that possibly these medications could cause an increase in dementia or even a thinning of arterial walls that leads to an increased chance of stroke or heart attack. And my mom has Alzheimer's, so that greatly concerns me that I've been taking that medicine for so many years. And I just wondered, what was your opinion on that?
So a very good question, Marty. And that's one of the things that we have been throughout the show trying to take the message to our audience that medications are fine, but they are not really as innocent as once we thought so. These medications, there is a correlation between the patients that have been taking these class of medications for long term with kidney disease, dementia, problem with heart disease, colitis, and so on. And what I want to emphasize is, first of all, there is a correlation. We do not know if this is caused by medication medication, or this is simply that there people that have acid reflux could have more of these problems. So jury on that is out still. However, I have to tell you, one of the first problems that we noticed with these class of medications was osteoporosis and weakening of the bone. And because FDA looked into that, they actually put out the warning saying that if you are taking these medications, we know for a fact this is not just association, there is causality. These medications decrease the chance of absorption of the calcium and making your bones weak. So that has been already studied, and FDA already put a warning about that in the box with these medications. Probably 10, 15 years from now, we will know more. But in somebody like yourself, with family history of dementia, even with causality, even association with these medications, I would be hesitant to keep you for long term. You're already been on it for 15 years. I would like to look at to the other options, different classes of medication, or even interventions that can cure the GERD that rather than putting a Band-Aid on their symptoms by medications.
Right, and that would be like this Muse therapy possibly that you're talking about?
Correct, and Muse or any other intervention that decrease the amount of acid reflux, surgical or non-surgical. And there are more than one endoscopic treatment available too. So really you need to personalize the treatment based on your patient. There is no one prescription fitting all problems.
And Dr. Al, can somebody reach your office? Can they call your office and make an appointment with you?
Sure, absolutely. I'm at the Dr. Len Karani at Borland Grover Clinic. My office is at St. Vincent's Riverside Hospital. I am a partner with St. Vincent's, and we brought the Muse procedure to the hospital to Florida, and we are the only center in Jacksonville and actually in Florida doing the procedure.
Well, we got a couple of minutes left, and we're going to talk about it. I really want to go as in depth as possible about it, so I'm going to make the outro a little bit shorter here, and stay with us.
Interrupt regular programming for breaking news. Whenever it happens, no matter what time of day, no matter what talk show you're listening to, Jacksonville's 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic is on News 104.5 WOKV.
100 years ago, the Daughters of Charity founded the hospital that would eventually become St. Vincent's. They began serving the sick and the poor with a dedication that never wavered. Their commitment to providing the highest level of care to all would help shape our future. In time, our expertise grew, from performing the area's first open-heart surgery to replacing more knees than nearly every other hospital in Florida. And our new collaboration with Mayo Clinic will soon bring world-class cancer care to our Riverside campus. 100 years ago, our founders dedicated themselves to caring for everyone. And now, as an integrated health system, with 3 hospitals and over 50 locations, we will continue to serve our community for generations to come. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
Want to go somewhere really fascinating? Why not visit your own country? Book a trip on Amtrak. Frame-worthy views come standard with every ticket. So does extra legroom. Plus, you can recharge your phone and yourself. And right now, saver fares from Tampa are only $24 to West Palm and only $34 to Miami. Restrictions apply. Just visit Amtrak.com. 500 destinations, infinite stories. Amtrak, see where the train can take you.
It's Rich Jones. I've probably said it hundreds, if not thousands of times. At Arlington Toyota, you see so many tags on the roads because they paid so little. But they also know about Arlington Toyota's service department, where they specialize in service after the sale. Need service but don't have a lot of time? The express maintenance at Arlington Toyota is perfect then for you. Your Toyota gets our two-man crew approach to get you in and out and on your way all very fast. All completed by factory-trained technicians, genuine Toyota parts. Have you heard of about Arlington's Sunday drop-off service. How convenient is this? You bring in your vehicle to Arlington on Sunday between noon and 6, pick up a complimentary rental, and then bring your rental back Monday, pick up your car fresh from Arlington's service department. How easy is that? If you're looking to save time and money on Arlington's service, make your appointment and check Arlington's Buy 3 Tires, Get 1 Free offer. It's for any Toyota vehicle and includes all tire brands. Make your service appointment at Arlington Toyota today, 10939 Atlantic Boulevard, and ArlingtonToyota.com.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
Temperatures are already heating up into the 80s. It is a 6 on the WOKV weather meter. Today is going to be an extremely hot day with high temperatures approaching 97, but feeling more like the triple digits all afternoon. Hot and humid with a few afternoon thunderstorms, but not a lot of rain out there to relieve us from the heat. Tonight, an isolated shower, otherwise partly cloudy and muggy with a low of 74. With your First Alert Forecast, I'm Action News Jax's meteorologist, Aaron Clanahan, for News 104.5 WOKV.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome back to the last segment of Ask the Doctor right here on News 104.5 WOKV. I have Dr. Lane Carney here in the studio with me, Dr. Al for short, because it is so much easier to say. And I just want to throw out that we had a whole bunch of callers today with a lot of really great questions, and that if you didn't get your question answered or you want to go in and see him in person, that the Portland Gruber Clinic, you can do so. The number to Dr. Al's office is 904-398-7205. Again, that's 904-398-7205. Dr. Al, I want to ask you, too, how do you individualize the care for somebody that's been diagnosed with GERD?
Great question, Tim. So as we talked about, not one prescription fits everybody. And that goes against the notion that nowadays everybody with GERD, they're going to get their PPI, and when they're not happy, they will see a gastroenterologist, they will get an upper endoscopy and say, oh, you have Barrett's or you don't have Barrett's, so don't worry, that's it, life. Go live with it. This should not be the current standard of care. We are having options now that can individualize care. If somebody young coming to you to me and having becoming dependent on medications, I am very aggressive as far as offering them all of the options and making sure that they understand that they will become dependent on medications, and there are other non-invasive procedures such as Muse procedure or even surgery if they would like to. The problem with surgery, obviously, is with failure is that they do redone surgery. But if surgery, for example, in a middle-aged person with maybe 60-year-old, 50, 60-year-old, that they do not want to deal with a new technology, even that is acceptable. Now, you have to also consider, are there the patient's symptoms and problems controlled with medication or not? Our previous caller, Marty, had problem all with her sinus and still regurgitating that bitter tasting food coming to her mouth, despite of being on medication. So really individualizing care based on the patient's symptoms, based on their response to medication, based on their fear or expense of medication, and also their age is the way to go. Not one prescription fits all.
You were fantastic today. You're going to come back on the show, right? Because I think this is the first time since I've been hosting this that you've been on.
Yes, Tim. I'm looking forward to it. Call me anytime. I'd be more than happy to join.
And if you want to go ahead and give his office a phone call, that is a 904-398-7205. Again, that is 904-398-7205. And St. Vincent's Riverside, right?
Correct.
All right. Well, Dr. Al, thank you so very much. We got news, weather, and a look at your roads with Ariel Wysocki coming up next.